on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
Searches are taking place across Medway this lunchtime by Coast Guard teams and specialist lifeguards. It's in the search for 18-year-old Ben Savage, who went missing on a night out in Chatham 2 days ago. After looking through CCTV, police have now cordoned off part of the town and are searching the River Medway. Our reporter Josie Hannett is there and has just sent this update.
Well, here at Sunpier in Chatham, there's a heavy presence from the emergency services. Kent Police, Kent Fire and Rescue Service and also the Coast Guard teams are here. They've been out searching the River Medway. And that's in connection with the missing boy, 18-year-old Ben Savage, who hasn't been seen since Tuesday morning. He'd been out drinking in the town at Tap and Tin, last seen in the early hours of Tuesday, but searches are ongoing here and the investigation continues.
Well, we'll keep you up to date with this one throughout the afternoon.
KMFM News.
A man's been locked up for 30 years for shooting dead a homeless man in Canterbury. 26-year-old Richard Donovan from Eltham killed former soldier Philip Fox in Woodland in Wincheap last August. The 59-year-old's remains were found in a tent about 8 months later. DCI Tony Pledger is from Kent Police. He led the investigation.
Richard Donovan shot him in cold blood. He shot him twice with a sawn-off shotgun at point-blank range. I would like to pay tribute to the local press, to the many witnesses that came forward to ourselves, to the investigative and the prosecution team who were able to put together an exceptional case and get this outcome today.
Police have arrested a 26-year-old man after a woman reportedly being sexually assaulted in Dartford. She was driving along Green Street, Green Road when he blocked her in and carried out the attack yesterday morning. He's being questioned and officers want to hear from anyone who saw what happened. Hundreds of police officers have been accused of abusing their positions to sexually exploit people. And investigations found that there were 436 allegations in the 2 years to the end of March. Mike Cunningham is from the body that inspects police forces and says changes must be made.
We want forces to go out and look for it. And secondly, we are looking for the police service nationally to think carefully about how they can better prevent this happening in the first place.
Two men have admitted stealing expensive cars and a lorry in Swanley. They forced their way into a commercial building off the A20 and took a number of power tools. They then broke into the house next door and stole mobile phones and BMWs. The 20 and 36-year-olds will be sentenced next month. Britain's biggest police force says a dedicated team of officers will now look into allegations of historic sex abuse at football clubs. The Met says it's going to work with those involved in Operation Hydrant, which investigated claims linked to high-profile figures. Last week, Kent Police announced it was one of 21 forces investigating allegations. Now, adverts for junk food are going to be banned across all children's media to help tackle childhood obesity. Lucy's been looking at whether it's actually going to make a difference.
This teenager's fed up with being shown food high in fat, salt or sugar without asking for it.
It is really irritating when you're in the middle of a game, but the ads keep popping up.
From next July, that will all change as websites and social media won't be able to advertise junk to under 16s. Health experts like Julie Clark from Whitstable reckon it'll have a positive impact.
I think it's such a good move when children spend about 15 hours on electronic devices and online. So I think taking away that constant feed, drip feeding them bad food choices is a good thing.
But technology expert Rob Leon says it's illogical.
Most of these purchases are not driven by advertising. They're driven by, impulse purchases.
The restrictions already apply to TV advertising.
Southern Rail is due to find out this afternoon if they've won a high court battle to stop next week's train driver's strike. All services would be cancelled for 3 days if a judge doesn't stop the walkout. Kent Police has been rated as outstanding in a new report for the way they treat people with fairness and respect. It was also commended for the way it works with Essex Police to improve efficiency and make savings. And Brad Pitt's lost a court battle to keep details of his divorce from Angelina Jolie private. The actress wants their 6 children to live with her full-time while he's filed for joint custody.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
It's the end of day one of the fourth test between England and India in Mumbai. England finished on 288 for 5. And Kent's Dame Kelly Holmes has been given a Lifetime Achievement Prize at the Pride of Sport Awards. The former athlete from Hildenborough, won double gold at the Athens Olympics in 2004. She's also set up a trust to help transform the lives of disadvantaged young people. That's the latest. I'll have your next update at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.